strong enough to bear the burdens that sometimes come living this thing called life. Am I wise enough to make the right decisions when I'm standing at the fork in the road? Sometimes I wonder and ponder, only to realize I'm not alone, and there's nothing I have to do on my own, because I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has his being. I am the place where God shows up. I am the place where God lives, moves and breathes and has his being. I am the place where God shows up. Do the things I need to do to take care of myself. Will I have the health of mind and body to live a life of grace and wholeness? Sometimes I
personally. Yeah. Anybody ever take anything personally? Anybody ever have anyone say something to them and they take it personally? Yeah, you know, we hear a lot of things, don't we? So, I'm bringing you lessons from the book, The Four Agreements, by Don Miguel Ruiz, because I need them. You know, there are times when we need to remind ourselves of who and what we are and what we're made of. We're spiritual beings, and when we live from the point of spirit, then we move forth and we go forth and we do what is ours to do. And we not only just do it, we do it because we want to be that expression of spirit. We want to be that love. We want to be that joy. So, I talk a lot about our belief system, about the subconscious mind where we store stuff. There's just so much useless information and agreements stored in our subconscious that cause us to take things personally. Did you ever think that something you had been taught as a child could trigger your response to what someone says to you today? You know, we don't realize we have triggers until we begin to sit down and take a deep look at ourselves and see what's there, until we question things. If we never question anything, we'll never know anything about our spiritual nature and the connection and the things that are occurring that we not only can change. And we don't change the circumstance. What we do is we change our response to it. You know, God is love, and that's a love that will always be within us. It can't be taken away from us. And that love is strong. It gives us strength. It gives us wisdom. And when we take and use those attributes that are within us, oh my, how can we take anything personally? You know, Miguel says that there's a belief system that we build up within us. And he calls this belief system that it's like a book of law. And whatever is in it is your truth, with the little t. You know, we talk about truth, the ultimate, absolute, unchanging, as a capital T. And then we have little truths. You might want to say they're facts that you hold on to within you. Things you have been taught, things you have been trained, things you have gone all your life thinking, oh, this is real. When in fact, they're little T's. And he says, in the book of your truth, it is not always wise. It is not always true. In fact, it can be misleading information. So when you think about, we base all our judgments according to our book of law. Oh my, what are we doing to ourselves? Unless we've gone in and made some corrections and some adjustments to our belief system. Now, I believe everyone here and anyone listening to this that's following not only unity, but following the truth as taught by Jesus Christ, is making adjustments daily to their thoughts and their thinking, to what they're storing in their belief system, in their book of law, which is your truth with the little t. So, things we were taught as children, our religious upbringing, political point of view, they're stored. They're stored away. And all this stuff, when something is said to us, can be triggered and come up. And sometimes that's a good thing, but sometimes that's not. Sometimes that's not. Because sometimes that's not the path we want to go down, do we? Let me give you a definition. Let me give you the definition first. One of the definitions of agree is to have the same opinion about something as another has, or to consent to do something that has been suggested by another person, or to comply with and go along with and say yes to. So we have those definitions, and I'm sure you can identify with that various parts of your daily living. So, we have a lot of our power, or we give a lot of our power away by consenting or agreeing with what others think or say about us. Now think about television. Prime example. How often do you hear certain commercials to the point where you find yourself, when you're in conversation with somebody else, repeating what that commercial says is going to happen? You know, we're storing things unconsciously sometimes. Watching television, be careful how you watch television. Don't let it program your mind, because that stuff comes up when you take things personally. Somewhere on an emotional level, we take things in and we agree. It could have been a deed or that someone has done. How many people do you know harboring resentment for something someone else has done, to the point where it overtakes their lives? I know a lot of people like that. We give a lot of power away, and we need to reclaim our power. It is of the utmost importance to work on knowing who and what you are, to know your true self. When you accomplish this, you will agree not to take anything personally, to clear out those old habits and ideas that you have stored deep within. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to tell you another secret that's been well kept. You know, I told you a secret last time I was here. Well, I'm going to tell you another well kept secret. And I want you to really listen and take this in and make a note in your consciousness about this. The truth is, nothing other people do or say is about you. Nothing other people do or say is about you. That's a tough one to believe, isn't it? Yeah, when you might have just heard some even before you came in the door here today. You're old. You're slow. Your hair looks funny. Nothing other people do or say is about you. Now, I'm going to tell you why, too, because everyone sees the world through their own eyes, through their book of truth. And you know, people will gladly share their opinions with you. You probably gladly have shared your opinions with others. I think you're going to think twice about it now that we've talked about this lesson. Everyone sees the world through their own eyes. That's why the best advice you can receive today is don't take anything personally. What untruths have you been told and still believe over the years? You know, we don't realize those things have an impact on us. I was reading something the other day, and this child was always told that they were chunky, you know, that they were meaty all through their life, all through their teen years. And so that became a thought in the book of truth for them. And what happened as an adult? Now see, we don't think about the connection. That's in the mind. So what does our thoughts do? It gathers energy to make what we think or what we say come to pass. That affects the eating habits. That affects the way that they go about making decisions in life. Nothing anyone says or does is about you. It's what they have been storing up. Just think if we could all clear ourselves and release and let go. As the song says, what a wonderful world this would be. Strange too, huh? Remember the story I told you last week about the little girl? Same thing. Told all her life as a child that her voice was ugly. She loved to sing, and she quit singing because she thought, what? That her voice was ugly. But one day, she cleared all that out of her system. And she became a world-renowned opera singer. You know, we have to listen to the things we say to other people. We have to listen to what our self is telling us. Because all these things create the atmosphere for us to take whatever anyone says personally. You are a spiritual being. Know who you are. Know you are strong. Know you are loved. Know you're beautiful. Know that you have the wisdom of the ages at your fingertips. In 2 Timothy verse 1 and 7, it says, the Spirit of the Lord does not make us timid, but gives us power. Use that power that is within you as you go about your daily living. You know, we have the power to overturn. Eddie just popped in my head again. We have the power to overturn stinking thinking. That's one of his songs. We have the power to overturn that thought. We have the power to dig that up and dig that root up and cast it into the sea. And why is that? Anybody have an answer? Why is that? I'll give you an answer. Because we are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's Psalms 139:13. And if you doubt it, take that passage and meditate on it. Take it in prayer. Use it in your prayer work. Use it as an affirmation when you first get up in the morning. That's how we clean out our book of truth, so that we come into the realize there's only one truth, and that's the truth taught by Jesus Christ. That's the truth that says you are wonderful. True for you? Yeah, true for me too. I'm holding on to that. And I'm not taking anything personally. So let's go into meditation, because meditation is where we learn to rest and to trust. And as we prepare for meditation, let's affirm together, and we know it, the Lord's Prayer. Together, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. So take a moment to just breathe. Take a moment to just rest and trust. Take a deep breath in and release. And as Charles Fillmore said, and as you make this inward journey, you can say to yourself, I am now in the presence of pure being. And immersed in the Holy Spirit of life, love, and wisdom. I acknowledge thy presence and thy power, O blessed Spirit. In thy divine wisdom, now erase my mortal limitations. And from thy pure substance of love, bring into manifestation my world according to thy perfect law. So take a deep breath again and feel the air as it fills your lungs. Feel how there is nothing but love in this moment, right here, right now. And we know we breathe in the breath of the Almighty. And we keep it into circulation by noticing that breath. And with each breath, we know that there are no thoughts, no deeds to disturb us. For God is peace in our minds. And we center ourselves in that source of peace. And we turn our attentions away from the concerns of the world and look towards the quiet, the silence, where peace is our experience. And we come to that point deep within where we step over the threshold of our inner being and allow the light of Spirit to fill us fully, renewing, touching, fulfilling. And in this time and in this space, we take a moment to pause in the quiet. And as we prepare to return to the presence of this room, we do so knowing we have just experienced the one presence, the one power. Holy Spirit, we're grateful this morning that you are moving in and through us and in and through this service. We thank you that our thoughts go forth and they create the world that we envision. We thank you because we know not to take anything personally, that you are the one presence and the one power moving in and throughout our lives. And for this, we are grateful. grateful. So we thank you, God, and we do so in the name of the living, loving Christ, moving in and throughout all creation. And for this we say, amen, and it is so, and so it is. And so we let it be in this moment, right here, right now. Let us affirm our affirmation together. You find it in your insert. And first of all, let no thoughts disturb us, for God is the peace of our minds. And we'll say this for ourselves first. Together. I let no thoughts disturb me, for God is peace in my mind. Breathe that in and know that to be the truth. And then turn to someone and let's affirm this for them. You let no thoughts disturb you, for God is peace in your mind. And then as a community together, we let no thoughts disturb us, for God is peace in our minds.
Something you can't take away. Take a breath and let it out. Try to think about what would love do now. Wondering if you should cross that line for good. Ask yourself from inside, what would love do now? Everything is either an act of love or a cry for love. That's why for love, try for love. In the end, that's all we know. Ask yourself from inside.